you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you. Turn to the book of Daniel. Turn to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, or you can follow along on the monitors or on the back of your bulletin. Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God. Thank you so much for your anointing this morning. Thank you, Father God, that we're not going to give into fear, anxiety, depression, discouragement, or despair, Lord, but we're going to trust in you. And we're not just going to say that, but we are going to trust in you. We are going to keep our focus on you, Lord. Thank you for giving us strength and encouragement, Lord. Let us be what you have called us to be. Let us do what you've called us to do. Let us say what you've called us to say. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. And everybody in the church said, amen. God is good. Amen. So, you know, there's a lot going on, man. We got this coronavirus thing going on. And, man, that's getting crazier by the minute. And, you know, besides that, man, the world's just crazy. And the economy's going crazy because of this virus. And all this sorts of craziness is going on in our world. But maybe you might be one of the few people that are like, man, that's just kind of back burner stuff for me, man. The whole coronavirus thing, that's definitely going on. That's something going on. But I got some other stuff going on. You know, whatever you're going through, whether everything's perfect except for the fact you can't go to work and you're kind of excited because you can't go to work or whatever, no matter what's going on in your world, I just want you guys to understand, man, that if you're in the family, we're in the family. If you're in the family, we're in the family, and all is well. Amen? Just like the children of Israel, when they were in slavery in the land of Egypt, guess what? All those plagues came to the Egyptians, but everything was all right in the land of Goshen. Amen? So looky here, man. No matter what happens, no matter what happens tomorrow, no matter what the newspaper says, if anybody reads those anymore, no matter what's going on, man, God is in control. I'll never forget... We were doing a Bible study there at Whataburgers several years ago, and it was a few years ago when this happened, and my buddy Al was there, Al Davis, and so all the guys were sitting around talking about politics and all that, and some people were getting a little stressed out and having a nice discussion about who could be president and that sort of thing, and some folks were pretty worried, and Brother Al, he stuck his finger up, man, big old skinny finger, stuck it up. And so he pulled us all in, and he's like, but God is in control. You know, you remember that, Donnie? But God is in control. And man, that is a true statement, okay? That's not something that your grandma just said so you won't be scared to go to school. You know what I mean? I'm here to tell you, man, God is in control, all right? We're blessed people, man. We're Christian folks, so there should be a little something different about us. You know what I mean? We don't have to give into this fear nonsense, okay? Are y'all with me? So anyways, I thought we would talk a little bit about the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we could go anywhere throughout the scriptures and find where God's people are called to trust in him in crazy situations, man. But I thought we'd share this morning. And see, here's the deal, man. These guys right here, they were looking at certain death. You know what I'm saying? Okay, if they did not bow down to this statue, I'm pretty sure that most people are familiar with the little Bible story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they were men of honor and integrity, and man, they were not going to bow down to any false god. They weren't going to do it, all right? They understood their scripture, and they knew who they served, even though they were in slavery themselves. You know, they were like, they didn't want to follow the masses. They didn't want to give in to fear. They didn't want to do any of that stuff. They were going to honor their God no matter what it cost them. You know, and to not bow down to that image, that meant that they were going to be thrown into the fire. And that's, that's not a good deal, man. You get thrown into a fiery furnace, okay, that usually don't end up very well for you. Can I get a witness? Okay, so here's the deal. You know what I mean? They refused to do it. They refused to give into that fear. They refused to give into that pressure. Okay, so, you know, in our crazy world situation, man, I just want to encourage us all, me as well, let's not give into fear. You know what I mean? We don't have to do that. We belong to the Most High God, and He is in control. Amen? So check this out, Daniel 3 and verse 15. Now if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made. Okay, first of all, I'd like to point out that that sounds like the craziest song I could ever imagine. You think about bagpipes and all this stuff. This just sounds like a really bizarre tune that King Nebuchadnezzar was gonna throw out there, man. But they knew the deal. And see, King Nebuchadnezzar was like, hey, I like you guys. You know what I mean? Maybe you didn't quite get it. All right? I'm going to give you another shot. I'm going to give you one more chance at this, okay? To fall down and worship the image that I have made. Well and good. If you do it, awesome. We'll forget you didn't bow down the first time. But if you do not, listen up, but if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into the burning fiery furnace. Now listen to this part. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? You know, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff on the Facebooks and people putting all kinds of weird stuff up, like, where's your God now? And just a bunch of crazy stuff, man. You know, my God's in control. My God's exactly where He's supposed to be. You know what I mean? The heavens is His throne and the earth is His footstool. And not only that, He's right beside me and His Holy Spirit indwells in me. I'm not going to give into that fear. I'm not going to get into any of that nonsense. I'm trusting in the Most High God. Can I get a witness? So check it out, man. King Nebuchadnezzar, pretty prideful fellow, right? Pretty prideful case. You know what? I don't lose battles. I don't lose. You know, I am a big time leader, man. I'm a world power here. I'm the big guy on the block, man. You know what I mean? I'm in control. Who can deliver you out of my hands? Now, I want you guys to think about that for a second. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they serve the same God that we serve. You know what I mean? They serve the one true God, and it's very interesting. He's like, you know what I mean? What kind of God can save you from my hands? Well, what about this? Look at Genesis 1, verse 1, because this is the God that we serve, guys. And just the very first verse in the Bible, okay? When you want to give into a little bit of anxiety, you want to go down that road, you get freaked out when you walk in the store and there's no more toilet paper, which is just bizarre and crazy, you know? I mean, it's so weird. Literally, I thought it was blown out of proportion. I didn't really think it was going on around here. And, I know. I went into Dollar General's Thursday or Friday, one of them days, man. I walked in there to get an item, and man, this lady almost knocked me over pushing out two buggies full to the brim of toilet paper, and it was falling over. I was like, wow, holy smokes, man. And then I looked back, and man, there was people going crazy back there. And you know, here's the weird thing, Brother Travis, is, you know, fear can be very easy to catch, man. You know what I mean? That stuff is just as contagious as any virus. I saw all these people grabbing all the toilet papers, and they must have just had got a shipment in or something. I don't know. I kept seeing people, all these people were pulling buggies, just falling over with toilet paper. And you know what I did? I got my little bucket, and I filled it up with toilet paper. And I was like, oh. Nope, because that junk's contagious. I was like, I don't know what's going on. They might have heard something I didn't know. You know, I'm taking this home with me. And I went and hid it. I buried it in the yard. Yeah, no, yes, no, yes. I did not bury it in the yard. It's up on eBay if you want to buy it. No, I didn't. But I did buy the toilet paper. I was like, man, let me just get some of this. Let me just load up. Anywho, look, guys. Genesis 1, verse 1. This is the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve. This is the God that we serve. Not some false God, not some statue. Okay, check it out. In the beginning, before there was anything else, man. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That looks pretty good on a resume, don't you think? He made all this stuff, all right? In other words, he's in control. He holds it all together, all right? And just like he holds everything together, man, the sun where it needs to be, the earth's where it needs to be, we got air in our lungs, all right? Just like he holds all that stuff together, guess what? He can hold your life together too if we let him, all right? We don't have to get all freaked out and fearful like I did the other day in Dollar General. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I didn't like flat out panic, but I was like, well, I better get some of this. I don't know what's going on. Okay, anywho, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's a big God, all right? That is the one true God, and that's who Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have put their faith in. Now look at Psalm 18 and verse 2. Talk about this crazy, crazy times we're living in. And like I said a minute ago, the whole coronavirus thing, that might be just a back burner issue for you, something that you think about every once in a while. You know, you might be having some other stuff going on in your life, you know, where the corona thing is just another thing you have to deal with, you know. But it doesn't matter what you're going through, all right? It doesn't matter what the doctor said. It doesn't matter about anything like that. Check this out. Psalm 18 and verse 2. This is good. This is really, really good. The Lord is my rock. Isn't that cool? That's all we have to say, man. We could cut 30 minutes off of this right now. The Lord is my rock, man. Okay, when everything around me is falling apart, when nothing makes sense, when everybody's freaking out, when I don't even know if the people on the news are telling the truth, and they're probably not. But, you know, check it out. I'm standing on the solid rock, okay? I'm standing on the Most High God, okay? He cannot be shaken. Everything else that can be shaken will be shaken. You know what I'm talking about? But guess what? There's one thing that is faithful. There's one thing that will always be there for you, and that's the God that in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. That's the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego put their faith in when they could have literally been burned to a crisp. Psalm 18 and verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool, Brother Donnie? God is my fortress, man. And that place of safety. The Lord is my... This verse right here, you need to underline it in your bulletin. You need to quote it. You need to memorize it. Most of all, we need to get it in our heart. You know what I mean? True story. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Okay, and my deliverer. So let's look back at our text real fast. Okay, and who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? Okay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who's going to deliver you? What kind of God you got? Because I've conquered the known world. What kind of God do you got that can deliver you from my hands? Because I don't lose fights, man. Okay, well, check this out. Psalm 18 and verse 2. The Lord, the one true God, my God, your God, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. You see that? My deliverer. Everyone say my deliverer. My deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. My rock, my deliverer, in whom I take refuge. So, you know, we can be like everybody else and we can freak out and we can be full of panic and we can buy all the hand sanitizers and all that stuff. And that's okay. I mean, we should do everything we should do. I'm not saying don't do that. The point I'm trying to make is we don't need to give in to fear, man. We need to stand on the solid rock. We need to stand on the Most High God. Amen. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. You can trust in whatever you want to trust in, but as for me and my house, we're going to trust in the Most High God. Amen? In whom I take refuge, my shield. You know what's cool about shields? Y'all ever watch Vikings? You ever watch, Courtney, I know you watch Vikings. You know what's cool about shields, man? Well, you know what shields are for? They're for blocking. You can also use it as an offensive weapon and like everyone, no, like. But anyways, You know, you block the fiery darts of the enemy, man, with the shield. I don't have to listen to that. I don't have to give in to fear. Amen. Raise your hands if you like freaking out. If you like losing control. All right? Okay, there's pretty much nobody in here. Never mind. My shield and the horn of my salvation. You know, when you see horns in the Bible, you know what it talks about? It's talking about God's strength, man. It talks about strength, God's might. He's big enough to handle whatever you're going through. He's big enough to handle whatever's going to happen tomorrow. No matter what comes our way, okay, we serve the one true God, a mighty God, my fortress. Okay, fortress don't do you any good if you're outside of it. Place of refuge don't do you any good if you're outside of it. You know what I mean? We got to run into the arms of the Most High God. We got to put our trust in Him. When all around us is sinking sand, can I get a witness? Whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. So here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Tough situation, man. Probably a lot of pressure there, you know what I mean? Everybody bowed down the first time, and it was just these three guys sticking out like a sore thumb. And they probably, maybe, weren't the only Hebrews out there. But they were the only ones that didn't bow down. You know what I mean? There was a big group of folks that got compiled to worship this stupid thing. You know? But there was three Hebrew children that refused to give in. I serve the Most High God. It doesn't matter. I'm trusting in Him. He is my fortress. All right? Whatever happens is going to happen. But my God is in control. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. So verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, this is cool, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Hey, king, we love you. But there's no, just the king said, let's do this again. Ron, let's get all the instruments up. Bagpipe guy, get ready. Lyre guy, lyre guy, get ready. Trigun guy, whatever that is. Everybody get ready, you know. Everybody get ready. We're going to do this again for my buddies, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because maybe they didn't hear, right, guys? You know, they're like, king, listen, let's not. We like you. We love you. You've been good to us. But, I mean, there's no reason for us to go through that again. These people are getting hot. They all wore their Sunday best out here to worship a little false god thing you got going on here. You know? But, there's no need to go back over it. You know, don't waste your time. Exodus 20. Look right here at the monitor. Exodus 20 and verse 2. And 3. What we got here is Ten Commandments stuff, guys. And this is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, this is what these guys are thinking. Like, I ain't bowing down to nuh-uh. Now, keep in mind, these three guys, man, they were in bondage. They were in slavery. They were in a different country. They were in Babylon. They weren't in Israel anymore. You know what I mean? Had to be a lot of pressure. Man, I sure don't want to get cooked alive today. You know what I mean? Exodus 20, verse 2. Let's look at the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. Okay. What does that mean? That means that our God is the one true God, and we have a covenant relationship with Him, right? I am the Lord your God, all right? I've done a lot for you. I've created you. I've saved you. I've brought you out of bondage, okay? I've called you by name. You are mine. I have handpicked you. Now, here's some things that I would like in return here. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Isn't that cool? I saved you guys. You guys were slaves, all right? I delivered you. I took you out of that world system, all right? And that's all of us, man. We've been set free. We've been saved. All right? God reached down, called us by name, said, Courtney, you're coming with me. Rachel Jean, you're coming with me. All God's people said, everyone do that. Kind of pop your knuckles. Just do it. All right. I am the Lord your God. What's funny is some of the folks do that. And that makes it all worthwhile. That's the best thing in the world. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. I didn't have to bring you out of the land of Egypt. I didn't have to save your soul. My son did not have to die. But guess what? He willfully laid down his life. All right? Who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Verse 3, there's no wiggle room right there, man. You shall have no other gods before me, Kayla May. You shall have no other gods before me. All right? There's no wiggle room right there. God says, I got to be number one. Okay? So that puts these fellas in a pretty tough situation. Okay, we can't worship no idols. We're not going to bow down to no idol. Well, let me ask you guys this question, and I got to ask myself as well. You know, do we worship idols, man? Because you know what? Fear can be an awful big idol, man. You know what I mean? And we can run to that stuff so fast and be freaked out. Well, I've never went through anything like this. I've never seen this situation before. Man, this is really scary. Man, that is all true. I ain't never been through anything like this before. But you know what? My God goes before me. Amen. I'm trusting in Him. Does that make sense? So they had this right here, plain and simple. Don't bow down to no statues, man. Don't worship anything ridiculous and fake, because I am the real God who delivered you, who saved you. So all of us, man, let's check that out real fast, okay? We're not the same person we used to be. We've been bought at a price. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, okay, guess what? We get to go to heaven, all right? We're blessed, man. We are super, super blessed. And that ain't because you did something cool. That ain't because you're awesome or handsome or pretty. That's not because you're rich or famous. That's because the Most High God reached down, called you by name, said, you're mine. You know what I mean? He paid the price for us to be saved. Why don't you give Him some praise real fast? Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, don't waste your time, buddy. So when Satan throws those fiery darts at us, ooh, they're closing the schools down. Ooh, we can't do this. Okay, that's important, but I'm not going to freak out. You know what I mean? I'm trusting in the Most High God. Let's go to the next slide. Daniel 3 and verse 17. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Okay, King, you know, don't waste your time. We appreciate you. We appreciate the second chance and all that. But if we got to go in that fiery furnace, if we got to go through that fiery furnace, our God, the God that we serve, the God that created the heavens and the earth, that God can deliver me from this, okay? And we know that, man. We know that our God can save. We know that our God can just snap His fingers and there's no more coronavirus, no more whatever, all right? He can do that. But He doesn't always do that sort of thing. He can, you know what I mean? But see, the thing about I'll let you in on a little secret here. The thing about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is they had to go through that fiery furnace, man. They had to go through it. But they didn't go through it alone. You know what I mean? And God could have been like, yep, nope, 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 nope. Not going to happen. No fiery furnace for you guys. And that still would have been a cool story. It would be an awesome story. Put my trust in Jesus. No fiery furnace. Cool. But no, God's showing us something here, man. Sometimes in life, we got to go through that fiery furnace. Sometimes we got to go through that crazy time in our life. Sometimes we cause it ourselves. And we have some crazy consequences we have to deal with. But guess what? God is with me. Can I get a witness? Sometimes crazy stuff just happens, man. All right? Because of the world we live in. God's going to be with me. He will get me through this. Does it make sense? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. If this be so, our God whom we serve. Now, see, that's important, because if we don't belong to the Lord, if we don't have that relationship with the Lord, and you can go ahead and give into fear if you want to. You can do whatever you want to. Throw your fishing poles in the water. It doesn't matter. You know? But see, we're blessed because we belong to the Lord. All right? That's a wonderful, awesome thing that the world does not have. Okay? They don't have that relationship. Okay. I just wanted to say that. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us. Listen. And He will deliver us out of your hands, O King. One way or the other. By the time the sun sets today, this ain't going to be an issue anymore. We're not going to be your problem. You know, one way or another, this is going to get settled. My God can save me. He can keep me from going through that fire. And He can do that with all of us. He can keep Miss Sandy from going through that fire. He can keep me from going through that fire. He can just make, you ever had like this crazy trial, storm, wild, raging thing in front of you, and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And then, boom, it just dries up. Bam. God just took care of it. Woo, I didn't even have to waste my time worrying about that. But not all the time. That doesn't always happen, man. Sometimes we have to go through that nonsense. Sometimes we have to go through that trial. Amen? But hey, guess what happens? Our God is with us. And that's when we're really going to get close to God. This is really what we got going on here. This is an opportunity for us to grow in relationship and dependence on the Lord. You know what I mean? That's what God wants out of this. I guarantee you. He wants his people to begin to trust in him like never before. You know what I mean? It's a wonderful, awesome time to lay our burdens down at the feet of Jesus and begin to trust in our Lord. You know what? What if we had to be like one of these Old Testament guys and, you know, be fed by a bird dropping you off a cheeseburger or something? You know, God can do that. God will take care of his people. Anywho, I guess I better move forward. I'm getting hungry now that I said cheeseburger. Okay. Look at your bulletins there, or look on the monitors. Romans 8:28. King, I don't know how this is going to pan out, but my God knows how this is going to pan out. You see what I'm saying this morning? I don't know if this thing's going to get crazier by the day. I don't know if it's going to be something we laugh about a week from now. But I do know this, God is in control. And I know that I'm his child. Does that make sense? Romans 8:28. Check it out. And we know that for those who love God, do you love them? I mean, seriously, because this right here, what we're talking about is for people that have a relationship with God. People that love Jesus Christ. People that are in the family. Okay? And if you're not in the family, well, you need to get in the family today. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Is that true? Absolutely. Absolutely true. Things don't always work out the way you think they need to work out. Okay, don't you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have loved to have not had to jump into that fire, not to be pushed into that fire? But God said, this is going to be a lot cooler, man. It's going to be so cooler, man, for you to get in that fire. You're like, I don't think so, but God knows so. You know what I mean? All right. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Hey, man, God's got a purpose. Listen to me this morning. God's got a purpose for what you're going through. God's allowing you to go through whatever you're going through for his glory and for your growth, okay? There's a reason you're going through this, all right? You might not know why, but God does. You know what I mean? True story, it's going to work out. Everyone say it's going to work out. But do you believe that? Do you really, really believe that? Like, it's easy to say that when you're with a bunch of Christians, but what about when, you know, nothing's working out and you're all by yourself? It's so tempting to want to bow down to that idol of fear. You know what I mean? But we don't have to do that because we hang on. This is the rock, okay? We stand on these scriptures, all right? Are y'all with me? Stand on these scriptures and I'm going to have peace. Okay, check this out. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. It's going to work out the best way, God's way. Jeremiah 29:11. Everybody knows this verse? Everybody knows this verse. What a precious, awesome verse. For I know the plans I have for you. Who knows the plan? God knows the plan, okay? We're all like, man, I really wish I didn't have to deal with all this craziness. You know what I mean? God's got a plan. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And that's so important, man. This isn't something that your grandma's telling you, you know, or maybe your grandma told you. I don't know. This isn't something that the mailman tells you. This is the creator of the universe. This is the God from Genesis 1:1. This is the God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are trusting in. And this is what he's saying. I got a plan for you, Brother Bromwell. I got a plan for you, Brother McPherson. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. All right? Yeah, that might mean something if your boss says it, but it may or may not come true. Might mean something if the president calls you. It's like, hey, how you doing, Paulie? I got a plan for you. It's awesome, awesome. It's a beautiful plan. You know, that's my Donald Trump impersonation. If I don't do impersonations. But see, that's kind of cool. But see, the plans that man makes, they can fall apart. But see, God says, hey, man, chill out. Calm down. All right, I got a plan for you. I'm God. You ain't, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare. Now, that makes sense because it looks like I'm about to be on welfare if something don't change. Nope. Ain't talking about that type of welfare. All God's people said, nope. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil. Okay. Man, let's get that into our heart. God's got a good plan for me. All right. To give you a future and a hope. Man, that's really, really cool. I think it's cool. God's saying, David, be optimistic, man. Get excited. Get excited. I got a good plan for you. The end result is going to be amazing. You might have to go through that fire, or that fire could dry up, you know. But whatever happens, I've got a good outcome, man. It's going to be well worth it. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to verse 18. Daniel 18. But if not, be it known to you, King, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Either way, King, whether God allows us to not go through that fire or we got to go right through that fire, no matter what happens, we're not going to bow down to that false god. We're not going to do it. Victory Life Church, we're not going to give in to fear. We're not going to give in to anxiety. We're going to trust in God. Doesn't matter what the newspaper man says. It doesn't matter. I'm trusting in God. But if not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the gold image that you have set up. Look at Romans 8 and verse 31. This is good. All God's people said, this is pretty good. It is. Romans 8, verse 31. Check it out. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Man, that is a good verse, Donnie. That is a good verse. If God is for us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's on the horizon. It doesn't matter what the Chinese do. It doesn't matter what happens, man. Okay, listen. My God, who created the heavens and the earth, that's my God. I'm in a relationship with him. He just told me that he's got a good plan for me. He just told me all things are going to work out. Might not work out the way I want it to, but it'll work out better than I can even imagine. Does that make sense? And he says, you know what? I'm on your side, man. Isn't that cool? If my God is for me, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter who comes against me. I thought that was cool. That's why I threw that in there. I thought you guys would be like, yeah, and start pushing each other. God is for me. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? True. 2 Corinthians 12, 19. Is that the verse I wanted? Each time he said, my grace, this is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Okay. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. Do you guys even know who I'm talking about right here? The Apostle Paul, here's the deal. The Apostle Paul had a big time problem. He asked God several times, God, just take this away from me. Take this burden away from me, and I can worship you so much better. I can really be there for you, God. My ministry will be so much more productive if you take this burden away from me. So the Apostle Paul asked God three times, take this away from me. We don't know exactly what it is, but it was something that was really bugging Paul, you know. But this is what God says. Remember, God's on our side. All right, God's got a good plan for me. Does that make sense? 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. Each time he said, this is what God said to Paul the apostle. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. Isn't that cool? Well, you know, I'd actually like for you to take away this burden, this pain. I'd actually like for this virus scary thing to just go away. I'd actually like to, have enough money to pay my bills. I'd like to actually be with my family. You know, fill in the blank of whatever can steal your joy right now and understand that God says, you know what? My grace is enough. The fact that you're mine, the fact that you have my favor, Okay, remember, if God be for me, Miss Sandy, who can be against me? Guess what? God is for us. All right? And we have his grace. And that's all we need. Make sense? Delicious. All God's people said delicious. But say it like an evil villain. Say it like an evil villain who's unhatching his plan of world domination. He's like, delicious. Delish. Oh, never mind. Listen up. This is what's important. 2 Corinthians 12 in verse 9. Each time he said, Paul kept going to Jesus. Paul kept going to God. God, get rid of this. Take this away from me. It'll be a lot better for both of us. Each time he said, my grace is all you need, Paul. My grace is all you need. If God be for you, who can be against you? My grace is all you need. My power works best. This is important. My power works best in weakness. Okay? Guys, this is what we have to do. This is what we really need to do. We need to come to the place when we realize I can't handle some of this stuff on my own, man. Maybe you made a big old mess out of it, and you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Maybe you made a big old mess. Maybe just life got crazy. Maybe you're just dealing with the coronavirus. Whatever, man. It's bigger than you, so let go and let God, right? Give it to God. That's what my buddy always says. Let go and let God, man. Give it to God. Give it to God. And that's what we got to do. When I am weak, okay, I'm going to lean on God because my God is more than enough. Make sense? Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast all the more about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. So it's okay, man, to have things that are bigger than you. Things that are scary going on in your world, man. Trust in God. Lean on God. If God be for me, who can be against me? God's grace is all I need. Make sense? All right. Okay. Let's go to the next slide. I can tell you guys are getting tired. Second Timothy 1 and verse 7. Oh, this is so good. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Are you sure about that? A lot of Christians are freaking out. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and of self-discipline. Hey, man, I don't have to give in to fear. I don't have to grab all the toilet paper and fight with people. I don't have to do none of that stuff. I can have self-control because I'm trusting in God. I'm trusting in the Most High God. I don't have to be full of fear. Well, how come, man? This is a real bad problem, man. We could be living in Planet of the Apes in like 2 months. Of fear and timidity, I don't have a spirit of fear. Okay, I got the Holy Spirit dwelling inside me. All right? But I got a spirit of power. And that power, that means like dynamite. Brother McClary, would you break out the dynamite? We're going to pass this stick of dynamite around? No, okay. But of power, and that does mean like dynamite power, man. Explosive power. Okay, so here's fear. Here's the roadblock of fear. I'm driving through it, man, in my monster truck. Thanks for my monster truck. You see what I'm saying, man? I don't have to give in to fear, man. I got power through the Holy Spirit, man, where I can actually have peace no matter what's going on around me. Did you hear about the monkeys in Thailand? They're going crazy. No, it doesn't matter. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace. Does that sound good right now? You keep him in perfect peace. Not little baby peace. Not fake peace. Not English peace. This peace. You will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So here's the deal, guys. This is about as real as it can get, man. This is our God. He created the heavens and the earth. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego put their trust in that God. And they still had to go through that fiery furnace. But guess what? They were walking around. This is in the Bible. They were walking around talking to each other in that fiery furnace, man. Because guess what? Jesus Christ was with them. true story. Jesus was with him. Old Testament, Jesus Christ was with them in the fiery furnace, and they were walking around talking with each other. So the world can look at us and be like, man, those church folks seem awful calm. They must have had some sort of wholesale deal where months ago they bought a bunch of guns and toilet paper. Because they seem all right. No, man, we're just trusting in God. We're trusting in God. Amen? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's kind of fun to say. Say it three times fast. Go. Never mind. You will keep in perfect peace. That's the kind of peace I want. You will keep in perfect peace because you can sedate yourself for something and have a little peace for a little while. But then when that wears off, man, you're still going to be stressed out. Your problem's still going to be there. You know what I mean? You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Oh, I think that's pretty important right there. I'm focusing on God. I'm standing on his word. I know that if my God is for me, who can be against me? I know that some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I'm trusting in the name of my Lord. You know what I mean? That's what we got to do, beloved. You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. We can be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walking around in the middle of that storm that would kill anybody else. But you know what? We're just trusting in God. We're just trusting in God, and we have total peace. I'm going to close with this. Joshua 1, verse 9. Oh, this is another gem right here. Have I not commanded you? You know, God wants his people to be strong. God wants his people to be bold. God wants his people to have peace. God wants his people to be calm, cool, and collective. When everybody else is freaking out, we can walk around in that furnace. So we got peace, man. My God's in control. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Man, have you ever thought about it like that? That God is actually telling us, I do not want my people to be a fearful bunch of freaked out people. I want my people to be brave. I want my people to have peace. And he tells us over and over again, we see examples throughout all through the Bible, man. Trust in me. Trust in me. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Well, that's awful easy for you to tell Joshua. You know, he just had to take these people in the promised land and go through all this warfare and battles and stuff. And there was giants in that land and all that sort of business. It's easy for you to tell Joshua to be brave and strong and not give in to fear. Joshua didn't have to deal with the coronavirus. You know what I mean? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they might have had to jump in a literal burning, fiery, scorching pit that killed the people that were throwing them into it, but they didn't have the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? This is the real deal here. No, man, this is nothing compared to our God. Nothing. And he says, man, don't freak out. Trust in me. All right. Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God, my God, the God who created heavens and the earth, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I might have some craziness right around the corner, you know, but my God is with me. Isn't that cool? My God is with me. And remember, God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace. And you know one of the meaning of the name Jesus, which is who was in the fiery furnace with them, is deliverer. You know what I mean? Okay, so guess what? Jesus is with us. No matter what's going to happen, he's with his people, and he will get us through. Amen. Father God, thank you so much, Lord. Father God, for just encouraging us, each and every one of us. Let us have that peace, your peace, and let us be there to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us be there to encourage a lost and dying world. Let us want to lead them to the foot of the cross, Lord. Let us be those wonderful witnesses, Lord, and let us have peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us lay our burdens down at your feet, Lord. Thank you that you're working all things out Father God, we ask you right now for deliverance through this land, salvation through this land. Use this current situation, Lord, to draw men close to you, Lord, that your Christian children will come to know you in a deeper, more intimate way, Lord. And many, many people will come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through this situation. You say in Romans 8:28 that you work all things out, Lord. Father God, we know that you're going to work this situation out for your glory, Lord. You're going to work this out for your glory and our growth, and we're going to trust in you. We love you and we praise you right here in the middle of our storm, whatever it might be. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.